What is a male hog called?
Male hog. Oh, I don't know. Just a hog, I guess.
This is still speaking of the animals we just mentioned. A little one, when it's first born, is called a
pig.
When it's a little older, it's called
hog, I guess.
When they're grown, they're called.
Oh.
Do you know one that's in between the
pig and hog? I always called him a pig until he really got big.
Some people called that middle size one a shoat, I believe.
Shoat.
Do you know a name for an unbred female hog?
Sow, I guess. But that's when she has little pigs. I don't know if there's a name.
What do they have on this? What are the stiff hairs on a hog's back called?
I don't know.
You know, when they get mad, they get to fighting and shoving each other around, those stiff hairs on their backbone raise up. What do you call those?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Bristles, I don't know. Is that right? I call them bristles or something like that.
Yeah, you just think you're still thinking you're having a test there. You're not. You just haven't thought of these things in a long time either, have you?
No, ma'am.
These big teeth that a hog has, what do you call them?
Tusk, I guess.
What about the things an elephant has? Would you call them the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. Tusk.
Okay. Now, the thing you put the food in for a hog would be what? You put
slop bucket.
Slop from the bucket into a
trough.
Okay, and if you had more, three or four of them, you'd say, I have three or four
troughs.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boy, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're talking about. Goodness. I'm going to skip that one.
Okay. The noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to
I don't know.
You don't let it get its dinner from the calf, it has to eat out of the bucket and wants his mother. What does he do?
Better, I guess.
Okay. The gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time, the cow began to
move.